Holy Spirit, we welcome your awesome presence in revealing your word to our hearts for this hour. Move upon the hearts of the hearers of this message, Holy Spirit. Bring conviction to the hearts of men through the spoken word. And Father, we give you praise for it now in Jesus' name. To the book of St. John, chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Very unusual thought. The thief don't love you, but the shepherd does. The thief, a person that steals from another person, a person that cases the place to wait till people are not home and then breaks in their home to take things that don't belong to them, a thief. And note something in John 10, Jesus said, a thief cometh not. In other words, this is the purpose of why a thief would come. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He comes to take, to steal. Then he comes to kill, to annihilate, to eliminate, to rub out, and then to destroy. No, what he can't take, he break it up where people can't use it. But then he said, the shepherd, I am come that you might have life. Note something. The thief wants to ruin your life. The enemy, who is the thief, he don't love you, my friend. He sometimes would have you doing things in life that you think it's okay. It's okay if you do this. It's okay if you get into all kind of lifestyles, and it's okay if you practice this. But what you're not being told is that you're dying by degree. And there's one purpose in the thief coming. And then notice, it's wrapped up. He comes to steal, he comes to kill, and he comes to destroy. That's what the thief does. And the thief is no one but the enemy. And then the shepherd, who is Jesus, notice, the thief don't love you, but the shepherd does. And the shepherd say, I came that you might have life. Jesus, my friend, wants you to live when the thief wants to kill you. Jesus wants to bless you when the thief, note something, wants to steal from you. Jesus wants to make you whole, but the thief wants to destroy you. You see the opposite here. The thief don't love you, my friend, but the shepherd does. In Psalm 23, David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now, David is giving us a picture of what the shepherd wants to do for us. He mentioned one time about the thief. The thief will not do none of the things that the shepherd wants to do in your life. The thief will have you hook up on drugs. He'd have you hook up in all kind of relationships that's keeping you depressed, keeping you sad, keeping you down. The thief don't love you, my friend, but the shepherd does. And see, it's the thief that lies to you and tell you that the shepherd is treating you like you're encountering, but really it's the thief, because remember, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. His whole purpose, my friend, is to take you out of here. The thief don't love you, my friend, but the shepherd does. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. He that believeth on me shall never thirst. The thief would never do you any of the things you just heard. The thief don't have no light. He's in the dark. The thief don't have no bread to feed you. He wants to steal what you have. The thief will show you a way that's contrary to God's way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Opposite, the thief will show you the wrong way. The thief will bring you into darkness, and the thief wants to take you out of here. See, because the thief don't love you, my friend, but the shepherd does. The Bible even tells us, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. The thief wants to kill you, my friend. The thief wants to destroy your life through things he have you doing. It may feel good, but see, sin is just for a season. You may have pleasure in what you're doing. You're going here, you're going there, you're doing this, you're doing that. But in the end, you're going to wind up in hell, my friend, if you don't accept the shepherd, the chief shepherd, as your personal Lord and Savior. You see, the Bible says, neither is there salvation in any other. You see, the thief, my friend, will not tell you about getting right. The thief will not point you to the shepherd. He will point you away from the shepherd. It's just like a wolf that's in the field. He will try to get a sheep away from the crowd or the herd and get them into the wilderness or the woods by themselves. So the thief, which is the wolf, can actually devour them when they're by themselves. What am I simply saying? The thief, my friend, he wants to lead you into paths that will destroy you. The thief does not love you, but the shepherd does. And Jesus told us, the thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I am come that you might have life. You see, the shepherd, my friend, who is Jesus, wants you to have life abundant on the earth and eternal life in heaven when you leave the earth. But it's a matter of choice. See, your destiny is not by chance or by luck. It's by choice. A concrete decision you will make while you're on the planet. The thief does not love you, my friend, but the shepherd does. And Jesus said, I am come. He came into this world, my friend. Jesus gave his life innocently for guilty people. Jesus hung on a cross that we were supposed to hang on. Jesus shed his blood, poured out his life for people that didn't even know him. Know something, when he was on the cross, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. They don't even know who they're crucifying. But yet it was prophesied that he was to be nailed to a cross to bear our sins. But my point I want you to grab, my friend, the shepherd paid a price he didn't even know. The shepherd, who is Jesus, died a death that we should have died. And yet, the redemption of our soul is so precious that God could not let anybody do it. So even, watch this, even before Jesus was nailed to the cross, the thief tried everything possible to keep him from going to the cross. Because the thief knew that once Jesus get to the cross and be nailed to the cross, shed his blood and died, he would be a defeated foe. And guess what? He's still defeated today. My friend, the thief don't love you, but the shepherd does. Jesus loves you so much, my friend, that he gave his life for you. He gave his all. See, God didn't have 11 sons. He gave his only begotten son. And his son came into this world that we're living in. He walked upon planet Earth, my friend. At the appointed time, he allowed men to whip him, to beat him, put a crown of thorns in his head. They whipped him. They mauled his face. They beat him with cat-lying tail, tore his body open, all for you and I. Then he was actually nailed with spikes in his hands and in his feet, all for you and I. Then a soldier took a spear and pierced him in his side. And the Bible says, out came blood and water. All of that was for you and I, my friend. And then Jesus gave up the ghost. He died. No man can take his life. He gave it up himself. Why? Because he saw you and I, my friend. He wanted you and I to know that in spite of the life you're living, the thief don't love you. The thief have lied to you long enough, my friend. But the shepherd came, who is Jesus. He wants you to have life. Jesus, my friend, wants you to spend eternity in heaven with him. But guess what? The thief wants you to spend eternity in hell because he knows that's where he's going. You see, because hell was prepared for the devil and his angels. And he's trying to take as many people as he possibly can to hell with him. But my friend, it's a matter of decision. It's a matter of choice. Choose you this day who you will serve. Will you continue to listen to the thief who only comes to steal, kill, and destroy? Or will you listen to the shepherd who is telling you, I came that you might have life? Do you want life, my friend? Do you want joy unspeakable and full of glory? Do you want peace that surpasses all understanding? Do you want to have victory in situations in life? Do you want to be happy in this life? And do you want the assurance of knowing if you close your eyes in this light, you'll wake up into heaven? Do you want that assurance, my friend? Yes, you do, because that's why you're listening to this broadcast right now. It's not an accident that you turned this tune and got this channel on and you're hearing this word, because the thief have been lying to you for so long. Now the shepherd say, I came that you, whatever your name might be, the shepherd, my friend, is saying to you right now, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. If you want that life, it's now time to come to the shepherd. Now is time to surrender. Behold, now is accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. And if you want what the shepherd wants you with, my friend, stop what you're doing right now. We're going to pray a prayer that will change your life forever. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you came to planet Earth. You hung on a cross. You shed your blood for my sins. I believe you died. You was buried and you rose again. And you're alive right now. Forgive me of my sins. Wash me in your blood. Come into my heart. Be Lord of my life from this day forward. Lord Jesus, I thank you for saving me. I thank you for writing my name in the Lamb's Book of Life, signed with your blood. I thank you that you came that I might have life and have it more abundantly. Thank you for freeing me from the thief who have lied to me for all of these years. And Lord Jesus, thank you now for a new beginning of life in Jesus' name. And Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you for saving, healing, and delivering in the mighty name of Jesus. The thief don't love you, but the shepherd does.